It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. The icicles of light dangle from rain gutters and decorations, dazzling displays of decorations are in the department stores. And how about the supersized snow globes struggling to stay inflated? And yes, the shopping mall Santas are back, ready to terrorize a new generation of tentative toddlers. Today is the first Sunday in Advent and the second Sunday of December, and we all know what that means. Only 23 shopping days left until Christmas. Yes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, at least when it comes to all the outside appearances. And taking center stage in our Yuletide scenario is, no, not the Nativity, but the Christmas tree. And I admit, I love Christmas trees. It's a not-so-secret bone of contention around our home that the Christmas tree does not get put up soon enough to suit me. Most years, the Christmas tree comes bursting in the front door just hours before our annual Christmas open house begins. This year, because of our kids' college schedules, we're going to have our open house in January. So as far as getting a tree up by Christmas, let's just say if one of these beautiful trees in the church goes missing around December 24th. Okay, I'm going to change the subject now. I'm going to talk about another kind of Christmas tree. Not the usual elegant evergreens with tinsel and twinkling lights, but rather a tree that is as unglamorous as a Christmas tree has ever been. It is the Christmas tree spoken about by Isaiah in our scripture reading today. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The stump of Jesse. Not even a tree at all, but more like what's left after the Christmas trees are all chopped down. Jesse's Christmas tree is nothing but a sawed-off, branchless, deader-than-dead old stump. In Isaiah, the stump refers to God's people in a time before Jesus ever walked the earth. The people have seen their glory days, many of years lived under their great and mighty kings, the most beloved of whom was Jesse's son, David. But by the time of Isaiah, the people have been dispersed and exiled and scattered around. The holy city of Jerusalem lies in ruins, devastated by destruction and death. It is a grim and gruesome sight, this stump of Jesse, this remnant of all that was bright and promising and hopeful. Like old man Marley in Dickens' classic Christmas carol, the stump of Jesse is dead as a doornail. There's no life left in it at all. The stump is not trimmed with silver and gold, but with sorrow and grief. The stockings are hung with hopelessness. The stars have been plucked from the sky. To look at the stump of Jesse, you would think there was no life, no hope, and you'd be right. But you'd be wrong. Because it's Advent, remember, and Christmas is coming. That's what all the lights and decorations and trees and gift wrap and even the Santas are telling us, right? It's Advent, and Christmas is just around the corner, and new life is coming into the world again. Many of us are in a time of darkness, and the holidays bring that out even more. The loss of a loved one or the impending loss of someone you can't imagine life without, all the sorrows of the past, all the hopes dashed and dreams destroyed. The holidays make all that more vivid for so many of us. And even as the days grow shorter in December, so the darkness often seems greater. But it's Advent, and Christmas is around the corner, and there's new life coming into the world. If you look hard enough, you'll see the evidence. There is new life coming into the world if you have the eyes to see. I see a widower whose wife died far too young. For years he lived alone in a nice house, a good job, an empty heart. His future cut down like Jesse's tree, a lifeless stump where once a beautiful tree had grown. But then a little green shoot started to grow from that stump. He met a woman and they became friends and they fell in love, and last year they got married. I never believed I would ever find such happiness, he tells me. And the glow in his face says it all. I see a young couple hanging two stockings this year, one for the son who died before he even had the chance to be born, and one for the baby girl who now sleeps cradled in their arms. Their new daughter does not replace the big brother she never had a chance to know. But she has brought joy back into their hearts. She is that little green shoot growing out of Jesse's stump. New life emerging out of death. I see a teenager lost in the darkness of chaos and confusion, with no idea where to turn to find her way. Her parents are breaking up. The family home is being sold. Her best friend has moved away. Life as she has known it has come to an abrupt and unanticipated end, like a young tree chopped down in its prime, leaving a barren, broken stump. And then a friend from her church youth group calls and says, "We miss you on Sundays. Please come back." And there is a spark, a tiny one, but just enough to help that girl find her footing again. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. For the people of Israel, the promise that there would be a future for their people was enough to keep them going. In the midst of dashed dreams and ashes, in the midst of a bleak forest with nothing left but stumps of trees, in the night of deepest darkness, there is a glimmer of hope. There will be a future. And that future does not come empty-handed, but with a pair of outstretched arms rising from the cross. For us, the promise that Christ still comes into the darkness of the world is a promise that we proclaim at Christmas. And Advent is the time when we are supposed to prepare our hearts and our homes and make room for the infant King. Advent is the time we are to clear out the clutter and make space for a tiny little baby who might get lost in the shuffle of boxes and wrapping paper and bustling crowds if we aren't careful. There is a tender green shoot rising from the stump like a phoenix out of the ashes. It is new life growing out of death. It is new life growing out of broken dreams and heart-wrenching loss. It is new life that comes not just for each of us, but for all the busted, broken pieces in this crazy, mixed-up world. It is the new life that continues to come into the world through Jesus Christ. Let's put Christ back into Christmas. Let us take time this Advent to anticipate the joy that is coming into the world. Let us remember why it is we celebrate this season in the first place. At our women's Bible study this past week, we talked about the ways in which we try to keep Christmas. The shopping and the baking and the decorating, that is all part of the wonderful yet exhausting ways that we prepare for the birth of the Christ child. One woman had put up a small Christmas tree on the table in her front window, and she wanted to decorate it for the nieces and nephews who always come for the holidays, but she didn't yet have any gifts to put under the tree. So she considered wrapping some empty boxes just to look like gifts. But somehow that didn't feel right. As she scanned the rooms of her home, looking for something special to put under her tree, her gaze zeroed in on a small table in her living room. And when she saw it, she knew that she'd found what she was looking for. So she picked up her Bible. And she placed it under the tree. The greatest gift of Christmas is not what comes in a box. It is the gift of God's unfailing love. Love that came into the world in a baby in Bethlehem. Love that comes into the world even now. I don't know when we'll get our Christmas tree put up this year, but whenever it is, the first thing I'm going to do is put a Bible under my tree, right next to the stump. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Not empty boxes or trinkets or toys and trees and trimmings. But new life promised to us in God's world, new life that is God's Word made flesh in Jesus, the light of the world. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Taking center stage is a tree, a stump really, with a small green shoot pushing its way through the crevices of darkness and death out into the light. Pray with me. Lord, there are times when the darkness is overpowering, and what we see is destruction and death and dashed dreams and broken promises. But if we look close enough, we will see new life growing from that stump. A tiny green shoot seeking its way into the world, seeking its way to the light. Oh Lord, in this Advent, may we all make room in our hearts for the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whose name we pray, and let all God's people say, Amen.